Have you ever been to a nudist beach? Perhaps you want to text me and tell me about it. Wherever you live around the country, in every state and territory, you can find a beach to strip down and enjoy some sun, if you please. Except if you live in Queensland. Last month, around a dozen Queenslanders were fined for willful exposure infringements, which have riled up the local nudist communities. Queensland Naturist Association Vice President Scott Ryder is with us. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Hamish. How are you?
Very well, thanks. What's going on with naturism in Queensland?
Well, naturism in Queensland is massive. There's thousands and thousands of people. And sadly, we don't have a beach to go to. We have, you know, a lot of unofficial beaches. And in April, a bunch of people got fined for going to Alexandria Bay near Noosa. And since then, the local MP, Sandy Bolton, independent MP there, has done a survey for her local residents and had over 800 people respond with a resounding yes. So, and
as in yes to banning nudists or yes to allowing
it? No, yes to allow it. Yes to change some legislation to allow these beaches to happen. It was 84% of respondents said yes.
And
in that survey.
Is it a new thing that there's been this sort of crackdown? I mean, as you point out, it was an unofficial nudist beach.
It's been, well, that beach had the problems was Alexandria Bay, and it's been an unofficial nude beach since the 1960s. And about 7 years ago, there was a bit of a police crackdown there, which ended up stopping things like the Nude Olympics, which attracted thousands of people every year and brought millions of dollars into the Noosa economy. And you know, and since then it went quiet again. People started coming back because it's listed on tourism websites and it's listed as one of the most beautiful nudist beaches in the world. And then just recently it started up again. And yeah, it's really a real, real shame. It is a real, real shame.
So is it safe for people in Queensland to swim nude, to go to the beach nude anymore, given this? I mean, it doesn't sound like it is.
No, it doesn't sound like it. Sadly, we get hundreds of emails every month from national and international tourists asking where can they come in Queensland, the tourism state of the country. And we've got to say to them, look, you're quite welcome to please come here and holiday here, but please, if you want to go and strip off at the beach like everyone can do around the world and in Australia, you might have to go down to Tiagra Beach in Byron Bay or travel to Sydney or Victoria or Western Australia or the Northern Territory or, you know, South Australia. They legally can't do it here, and we don't want tourists to have a bad tourist experience by getting fined by the police.
Clearly, though, there's an issue with at least the suspicion of, and in some instances, people have been caught committing lewd acts at these beaches. Is there a link between nudity and sex or lewd acts?
No, most definitely not. This is absolutely not. People that commit lewd acts generally happen, well, they happen everywhere. They happen on Bondi Beach, for example, but we don't tolerate that, and it's the most frowned upon thing amongst naturists. We just, you know, no hanky panky is one of our rules. You get some unsavory types everywhere, and those unsavory types are the people we don't want around. And sadly, when a beach is unofficial, the people that are at that beach, as in unofficially clothing optional, the people at that beach don't feel comfortable to be able to contact the authorities if something's going on. And they want to contact people. They want to feel comfortable to ring a lifesaver or ring the police, or no matter what's going on, like everyone can do at every beach. But sadly, we can't. So.
Scott Ryder, we'll leave it there. Thanks for your time this morning.
Oh, thank you very much for your time, Hamish. Appreciate your time.
Scott Ryder from the Queensland Naturist Association.
ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.